he's a twisted, warped minded, he has a warped mind, or he's too opinionated for any good, and hard-headed is.
Hard-headed.
Yeah,
that's. You ever heard anybody say mule-headed or bull-headed?
Yeah, you can say that.
Say somebody that you just can't joke with them without them losing their temper. You say they're mighty
irritable.
Ever heard anybody say he's mighty touchy today?
Mighty cussy?
Touchy.
Yeah, I've heard that said about some people. They're touchy. They're the kind of people you don't like to be around.
Yeah.
You get around some people. Cantankerous.
What about somebody like that who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to? You might say, well, now just
hold your horses. Keep your shirt on. Just keep your shirt on is a good old common term around here. Keep your shirt on, don't lose your temper. Don't blow your stack and swivel.
Don't blow your stack and swivel.
Well,
what's a stack and swivel?
Well, a stack and swivel is an army term. Rifles, rifles all have stack and swivels on them, When the soldiers got two lines, why, they all put the guns, link the guns together, and they've got four guns. The butts of the guns are off to one side, and the barrels all come together. You've probably seen pictures of them, maybe. Or you might, if you've been in the Army, you've seen it. It's part of the infantry setup. Don't blow a fuse, or... So don't blow a fuse, or don't lose your head, or keep your shirt on, or don't blow your top.
Well, what about this expression? Say if you had heard that somebody had gone in the hospital, you might say something like, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
When did he enter the hospital? When did his trouble hit him? That's one thing that actually happened to me too. Yesterday I heard about one of my good friends that had a dire ailment. He's out in the hospital in West Texas. Let's see. Say when did his calamity hit him? When did his trouble start?
Or say if you caught a cold and it affected your voice, you say that you're a little bit
hoarse.
Or if I did that, I'd say I got a little
cough.
Or somebody who can hardly hear anything at all, you say he's just about stone.
Deaf as a post.
Deaf as a post. Or what about, some people get these things on their skin. They usually have a little white spot right in the middle that you sometimes have to mash. It's kind of red on it.
Pimple, or else psoriasis is a skin trouble.